The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Hello, welcome to The Honest Wargamer. I'm your host, Rob. This is Stream Streak Day, I don't remember. And I'm joined today on this lovely Sunday with a cup of tea, maybe a coffee. Is it a coffee, Dayton?
No, tea. Always tea.
It's tea.
I don't run the coffee grinder. I'll wake my kids up.
Oh, okay. And then there is John Scrivens drinking out of a Lilo and Stitch mug, and he is drinking
shit coffee.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because I couldn't be asked to put the cafetiere on today. I just went,
John bringing that tier four energy to the show.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
See, this is what's the problem. It's so early here. John is just outshining me in physical appearances.
Wow. I mean, you look good, Dane. You look good. You look like a condom that's been used up.
I'm wearing a onesie right now. Thank you.
Right, hello everyone, welcome to the show. Dayton, John, and me. We're just going to be doing some hanging and shooting the shit today. So it's a chill Sunday as we lead into Christmas. Stream Streak now been going for nearly 300 days. I think we're allowed to do a chilleth one. If you're listening to the podcast, please do stay hydrated. Not necessarily a fab topic, but who knows what will come up? Who knows? Probably a lot of the things that will come up will come from our Twitch chat, which is full of legends like Gitly, Mamdare. Oh no, you're here. Deadler, still a legend. Lidsus, Diadrin, what up? Stop sending me git pics. It's not okay. I'm going to report you to someone. Herminister, hello. Math Mallow, congratulations to. Can we talk about Math Mallow yesterday? So at the that'll be our first thing to say today. Oh, and thank you to everyone on the Small Game Patreon. Literally couldn't live without you. So thanks for supporting me and the show. Hello, Big Dog Sick, Dave Fraser, Dreadwoods. Yesterday, Math Mallow took out the Secret Santa event, which was where Darren, who tried to be on the show yesterday, and and Adam ran an event where you could, where they wrote you army list and you could play with a randomly selected army list at this TTS event, which was quite fun.
Awesome.
And Math Mallow won it, which is absolutely brilliant. Which is not a surprise really, because he almost always plays Sylvaneth, and then someone gave him a kind of good army, and he did great with it. So that works.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I want to see more of that.
I want to see loads more of that as well. Loads. So big love to him as well. Dane, how you been this week? Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Looking super forward to Christmas, man. I got kids. Kids make Christmas. Sorry to everyone that doesn't have kids. You have money, but that makes up for it.
Wait, so Christmas is better because of the kids?
Yes. Having the enthusiasm through the kids and watching it.
It's infectious, isn't it? Working
yeah,
in
it's
a toy shop,
awesome.
Seeing the kids getting super hyped in the lead up to Christmas is so sweet.
Are you not excited as well? Because I'm always excited about it.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
I am excited, yes. I just got a few more shifts to do, and then I'll be good.
Okay.
I work too much.
Yeah, that's true. You work a lot. That's very true. I can understand that. I'm cha-cha ready for Christmas. Like, I'm tempted to be, like, live just all 3 days, all day. Like, just absolutely Bobbins content, but just, like, having a great time. Just going to hang out here on the show. Going to paint some minis. It's basically my perfect Christmas, basically. I'm going to hang out, paint Warhammer. I remember one time I painted, I did Christmas, cooked for all my friends. I don't have any family, so, like, I cooked for all my friends, and they came over. And they were like, oh, like, look, Rob, we're coming over, but you're not allowed to, like, build any Warhammer over Christmas. And I was like, oh, what? I'll cook. And then I can't just have, like, the one joy in life, which is building Warhammer and painting Warhammer. Yeah? And they were like, no. And I was like, fine, you can't be on your phones. And then I won. They all like to go on their phones. Ha, ha, ha. That'll teach them. So then I had a great Christmas building more Warhammer. And now we don't talk, so that's probably why.
They talk about that one Christmas where that Rob guy they used to hang out with was a bit of a nerd.
My kids don't know about Christmas, and it's still far better this year because my wife's done the house up. Yes. Superfly Jimmy Snuka. John, are you looking forward to Christmas? What's going on in your neck of the woods? How are you?
I'm all right. I had a bit of a wobbly yesterday because obviously in the UK, if you're down south, you're basically wearing essentially a lockdown again. So the week of Christmas is normally...
No, it's not a lockdown, John. It's
all but named. Yeah. But basically it means that normally this week would be my busiest week at work, which is pretty shit for work.
Just for everyone
in the toy
to
shop.
Know, John is a turkey slaughterer. So yes. Most people don't know that. So that's why he'd be so busy.
Yeah. So it means that on one hand, I don't have the busy week, but on the other hand, it means that I'm now panicking a little bit that things are going to be wobbly in the new year, but that's the new year. I can worry about it then.
Future
2021, come at me, bro.
Future John's problem. No drops.
So sorry. What? Turkey?
It's okay, Dan. No, you wake up, you little princess. You look great. Love your loads.
You typically
kill turkeys?
Oh, okay.
I sell toys. I sell turkeys to children, basically. It's like,
I live like right next to Hutterites, so if you want a turkey, they'll get you a turkey.
Are there loads of turkeys around there, Dan?
The Hutterites grow everything, yeah.
What's a Hutterite? So sorry.
It's basically like an Amish person.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Not a Mennonite, because that's Bud, right?
Yeah, Bud is, so when you go further over, that's Mennonite, but we have Hutterites here. So it's all along this. So there's splintered factions of
When they congregate, do they huddle?
They're basically like all Space Marines. Like, it doesn't matter the chapter, it's still a Space Marine.
Is there ever, like, that's what I was going to say. Are there, like, ever, like, chapter wars? Is there, like, a Primarch?
Big dudes on that farm. And supposedly, what I've been told is you can go in and donate your sperm.
Really?
Yeah, so you go into a room, you lay down, and there's a blanket in between your torso and your bottom half. And a girl comes and takes it away from you.
What?
But you don't get to see them.
Canucky fuck.
So they don't get inbred, right? So they like outside sperm donors from large people.
Is that serious?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do you think I could make that up just off the top of my head? I can't even think of my birthday right now.
You seem to have an awful lot of information about this, Staten.
Are
you responsible for Amish gene seed? Are you...
No, because my wife listens to this.
And thus, this is how the Dark Angels were.
I'm just kidding. She doesn't listen to this.
Oh, wow. Well, that's rude. Right, what up, Twitch chat? What's going on? How you doing? I am painting up a fetid bloat drone in my quest to finish my Death Guard ASAP. I want to say a massive thank you to everyone who is listening who helped donate to the 3D printer fund, which we somehow achieved in but one day. Oh, everyone stay there. Dayton, carry the show. I'll be back.
Oh my God, so much.
Oh, we're fucked.
It's the Dayton and Scrivo show.
And other skirmish games.
Right. I've been painting my store or my Necrons, of course. Working on my blade blending for my Scopec destroyers.
Oh, nice. Are you going with the classic green or have you gone with your own tone?
No, I got green, but only just the blades. The flashy part of the blades, yeah. Just the tips, yes. And everything else is like super rusted up. But I got lots of glazing to do still, which is something I've been playing around with a lot. How about yourself, John?
I've been working on Khorne Berserkers. And I've done that.
Oh, those mods. Yeah, I've seen those. Those are great.
So I don't have to check and see that. Probably not.
Nobody plays Kings of War. Sorry, Fury Monkeys.
Blood Warriors. So Age of Sigmar, big armored Khorne dudes, and then keeping the axe arm, and then just giving them a chainsword. So they've got chainsword and axe, and then a backpack. And I'm like, cool. That'll be cool. And I've had great fun with them, actually.
Hello.
Edge highlighting all that bloody gold is not fun, though.
What gold are you using?
I'm using... Dwarven Gold by Scale Color.
Can I recommend you jump into some True Metals and get their gold? It's awesome.
True Metals, okay.
Is that from Vallejo?
No, unfortunately, it's from the company that we don't like.
Then I will not be using it. I would rather have inferior-looking models, but right. A clear conscience.
But that is it. It's like a wax-based paint.
Oh, cool.
Wax-based?
See, honestly, you can put it on and you can scratch it with like a toothpick and stuff.
Fuck. fuck. The past month has been, like, my mind has been blown with painting generally. Everyone's like, here's some enamel paint. I'm like, fucking calm down. And now you're like, here's some wax paint. Then there's, like, goddamn chrome paint just come out. Yeah? So what am I meant to do with my life? I'm just here with a regular toothbrush. Not a toothbrush, paintbrush. Living my best life.
That's where you've been going wrong.
Flicking my paint off of my toothbrush onto my models. That's what it looks like.
That's how I'm painted. And everyone's like,
by the way, when you left, someone tried to steer the conversation into Kings of War.
What? About Kings of War?
Yeah, I put a stop to it.
Yeah, thank you. Also Primaris Amish. I'm into that as well. Oil paints, Rob, that's amazing fun. Yeah, oil paints, another great paint. That's also a thing that's going doon in the world. There's just a lot of painting going on, and I'm just here. Go on.
And acrylic ink for edge highlighting. That was my revelation of late. So white ink.
Do you think it's a process of...
Rob's trying to rub two sticks together, and everyone's running around with a Zippo.
Now, we've all got flamethrowers.
Normal paint, Rob. That's hipster as fuck. Yeah, thanks.
Better than no ass, bro.
Oh yeah, that was rough for me. No one wants no ass. Hermanist is just saying, so many adventures on 3D print. I've just finished painting out some Chaos Marauders where the models are taken from Total War Warhammer. They look awesome. That sounds great. Into that. Very excited about that. Hermanist, who opened up, I think he opened up the 3D printer because we encouraged him to on the show the other day. Come on, get on it. So I'm excited to hear.
Which 3D printer did you go after?
Me personally.
Yeah, the one that we funded.
That was from. I got an Ender Pro 5 or 3, one of the two.
Resin?
No, not resin. No. Because predominantly, I'm going to be printing terrain because
filament. Yeah, big stuff.
Yeah, filament. Yeah, because we're gonna do all terrain for the venue. So I'm gonna do loads of videos about it. So like when I get there, I'm gonna unbox it and build it on video and stuff. And then,
can you open your windows anymore in your place?
How do you mean?
Because that's a concern.
I'm gonna do it at the arena. So we built room in the arena to hoose it all in. I think the concept is, or this is the idea now. And again, thank you to everyone who helped. Help produce it. So what we're looking to do is print as much terrain as possible for the venue, because like I've said before, we need to do 96 bits of terrain for the venue just to do our 8 tables. And then after that, like, the world's our oyster, really. I think one of the really important bits would be to make a bunch of different tables. It would be really nice to make some tables that we tell a bit of story about, like the tables that we had made for us by all of the wonderful artists who made them for the Super Series. It'd be super sweet when we're doing coverage for the tables to have a bit of backstory to them as well. And then because everyone helped crowdfund the printers, I've just set up another one so we can make 2. And then I think if we reach that goal, what I'm going to do next year is every month I'm going to just give away a piece of terrain, which I thought would be quite fun. So we like print up a bit of terrain. Anyone who subscribes or something, we'll just like give away a piece of cool terrain, which I think would be quite fun to do. I don't know how long it takes in the process and all of that, so maybe that I'll upgrade that to like we might do a table's worth of terrain or something, you know, like I'll have to like work it, but I don't think it costs loads of money.
Time is the cost, I think, for this stuff.
Time is the cost, unless you get more, you get a couple, and then it becomes something super viable. And then we've had to, James already got one, so we've got to get a couple is the real issue to make something like that viable. But then it kind of makes sense because it really buoys events. Have you seen Dayton, Twitch chat, and John? Have you seen the Art of Watering? And what do you think?
Ooh, yes and no.
Okay, so Art of War, which is a Warhammer 40,000 channel and event organizers of note. That was pointed, but not like too much. I thought that was well done by me.
Bravo.
What was it going to... Huh?
Bravo.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. But then I mentioned it, so I ruined the joke. The those guys have had a professional designer design themselves some terrain, which you can then, I think, order as a bundle, which is, again, great. But it's not set to WTC format, which, like, triggers me. I don't know, like, actually, I was going to ask you about this in a minute. So it's not set to WTC format, which I played a game on yesterday, which I'd love to talk about. It was super, super fun. The Countess of the 40K ITC toys. But the point was, is they've had a 3D designer design some very, very lovely terrain that is also, like, functional. So it's aesthetically really pleasing and it's really functional. I think it's really expensive for what you get. But then I honestly don't know how long something like that takes to design. So maybe I'm talking out my fucking ass. Do you know what I mean? Like, but it looks, and obviously everyone always mugs off designers. Like, every designer's like, this took me 3 weeks. They're like, give you £4? £10?
Yes. Yeah.
So, are the materials cheap or what's the electrical like? Huh?
I'll give you exposure.
Yeah. Well, I think they've probably gone into, so you guys can go and, should I put the link in the chat so you guys can see?
I think you should.
Hold on, I'll go find it. Well, if someone can find it, I'll find it, fuck it. Thank you, Mega Sockbert, for donating, for subscribing. 2-1.
Megos
Mega Sockbert.
So, what did I say?
Mega Sockbert.
Yeah, I got close enough. I got close enough. Art of War. AOW40K to rape. Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at a 3D printer too, but probably liquid resin. My buddy just printed up a bunch of audience members for his Blood of War or Blood Bowl tournament. He's made a pitch, and all the fans look amazing. He's got like minotaurs and fucking this big demon. Looks awesome.
Right. So
yeah, it's all 3D laser printed MDF is the Art of War stuff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's MDF. So it's very flat then.
No, not at all, John.
Well, it's get the graphics in it because they laser cut it, right? But I mean, there's a lot of people that are doing laser cut MDF, or not MDF, yeah, MDF board. Who's the big one? TT Studios or something?
Troll Trader. So like, yeah, TT Combat.
No, TT Combat.
Yeah.
They do really good stuff.
I'm just trying to load this up now. It's taking a moment.
Terrible. And I think you can buy a painted version of the Art of War stuff. They paint it for you.
They
kick in and that's...
Because there's a... You can buy Game Mats version of, like, they did the OTC style terrain, but they did it where you could get a printed version of it where it was basically the MDF with it with a textured kind of look painted onto it as well. So there is other opportunities for that, I suppose. And that I think that one was very popular, so that's kind of probably set the tone that people went, right, people like this sort of thing, and they'll pay for the convenience.
Pizza Guardian, welcome!
Yeah, thank you very much to Pizza Guardian and Velotron for donating to the show yesterday and subscribing today. Thanks very much, bud. Nice to see you here. Hope you're well. Hope Christmas. It's got quieter during Christmas, which is nice because he works super hard. He's also one of your fellow, although French, Canadians, Dayton.
Yeah, most of us are French.
Is that true?
Yep. French is very much, like, as soon as you start going east, you start getting the French.
Okay.
And it's fantastic. And it's totally different than your guys' French.
What? My French? My French is very different to you. My French is very different to your French.
Rob's French is the candlestick out of Beauty and the Beast.
That works. Well, hello.
Never go to Quebec. That's true. Never.
Why can't I find this terrain? You should
our last show got good feedback.
Okay. Oh, from last week.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. What were people's thoughts?
It was really good. There's like a couple of members that reached out to me and had chats about it all. It was good.
Okay.
All right. I used to get any feedback for doing something.
Yeah.
I honestly can't find the link to this terrain. I found it yesterday, and it's stressing me out.
How about that war cry there, John?
Yeah, so in the lead up to this lockdown, I'd been prepping for some Warcry, and I've really been enjoying painting the models, actually. So the Splintered Fang, a great fun.
Have you gotten the wife into it yet?
Yeah.
Have you gotten the wife into it yet?
No, that's the next step.
Yeah. She'll like it. It's easy.
She might play it more than she played Age of Sigmar, because she got very angry at how much there was to play in Age of Sigmar and learn.
Totally different games. But I would say the negative for Warcry is it's not meant for tournaments. Whereas Kill Team is.
If it's using Warcry,
well, no, actually, that's actually one of the things I plan on having on the show next year. If you reach out to him, Chris Tomlin, he might think I'm like, me and Chris have always gotten really well, but he might think I'm a massive dick, which is completely fair because sometimes I'm a twat on the internet. I'm trying to sort my life out and be a better person. I hold my hand up to that. So, like, completely okay. But if you get the opportunity, like, I'm going to ask Chris to get on the show. And if you don't, you should ask Chris Tomlin to be on the show because he's one of the only people, I think, in the world who's run competitive Warcry events here in the UK. And he's also just a super stellar dude. Really nice, nice fella. And so you should be able to, like, hear some super cool things out of him if you were able to get him on the show. So, really good. Like, and they run competitive Warcry events. And they're meant to be, like, it's meant to be a competitive game, isn't it?
I would say it's meant to be casually. Like, the pickup for it is really quick, the setup and pickup. Mm. And the games themselves are really quick. So I think it's more of, like, a filler. Like, hey, we're in between games. Let's bust out some Warcry. Or, you know what? I don't have the mental strength for this. Let's have a quickie.
Okay. All right.
Or you can sit there and bust out, like, four games real easy. I love how people have to do highlighted... spend points to highlighted messages to remind you to look at your Facebook Messenger.
No, does he mean on his Wargamer Facebook page, though? Because that's a different thing. Yeah? I'm on it now with my messages. I'm up to date. I've got one message to reply to. I've cracked it. Since last week, if you were listening to last week's show and Dayton called me out, which is fair, I've replied to all my messages. I'm on it. So I'm very proud of myself. Thanks, Owen, for sending me the link, but it's not the right link. Did you not see this? It's quite a big deal. So the famous people at Art War, whether or not you think they're famous or not, whether or not you think having celebrities in 4K is a big deal, whatever.
They're famous.
Yeah, okay. They have
famous
got their
for cheating.
Yeah. They have their own signature boards. Have you guys not seen this? It's not this 40K. It's not this MDF stuff. It's like 3D printed stuff. I found it yesterday. It's stressing me out. Okay, don't worry. Warcry.
I'll find it.
Find it. You carry on.
But it's been good fun. It doesn't replace playing something like 40K, but quite the opposite. Like, just before we could stop playing games, we were playing some games of it because we could have, in the same space you'd have a 40K table, you could have two small tables of this, and you didn't have to commit to 3 hours. It was nice.
Yeah, I've had games go like thing. 5 minutes. I've had games go like 20 minutes. As long as you stick to the chaos factions that are actually meant for the game, it's balanced. If you start doing the, here, let's play your Iron Jaws. They just, it's not balanced.
Oh, is it not balanced at all?
No. When you got, like, normally your guys are like 8 hit points and that's good. And they got the orcs, they made them like 24.
And you can have Gore Grunters. I was like, cool, you can have Gore Grunters now. I'm like, I'm in. Mm. Okay. Doesn't seem at all a problem.
Did you see the latest Art of War with the guy that YouTubed Nick Nonavati made me a Necron list, and he posted about it on YouTube, and then people on the comments were like, that's an illegal list.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
I did see that. That was great. What does the Twitch chat, so I've given up on looking for that bit of terrain, by the way. Fuck it. It's never been shown.
Thank you for coming back to the show.
Thank you. You know, I'm back.
We're only live, it's fine.
Yeah, I know, whatever. Vulture says, I actually love Warcry. It's a great game and works well in the evening when one does not have 2 to 3 hours for a game. Yeah, maybe it's something I'll get into at some point.
It won't be, but it's fine.
Well, no, I'm more interested in getting into Warcry than I am into Blood Bowl. I play Blood Bowl loads, and the only reason I ever think about getting in Blood Bowl is when we have Mike on the show to tell us what's happened new in Blood Bowl, and then I'm like, you're amazing. Like, I'm so excited by whatever you're saying. His enthusiasm just rolls off, and you're like, I might play Blood Bowl, and then you roll, like, 2 skulls or whatever the fuck it is, and then you're like, nah, I'm not playing this game again. Don't like it.
Yeah, so Blood Bowl has a huge learning curve. Mm. But once you get into it, it's fantastic.
I get that.
We should play it again online. Kick your butt.
No, that's the thing. It was the playing it online, because I didn't love playing it online, I think, was the problem. Mm. It just felt like I was just clicking things. Does that make sense? I was like, click, go over there, click, roll the dice.
As opposed to just moving things with your fingers?
Yeah, which I much prefer.
And the emotional investment that you've built and painted those models.
Yeah. I think I'm more tempted by Warcry. I think Blood Bowl would be better in person as well. And I think I'd also prefer to play Blood Bowl if I learned the game super well and then I played with one of the really terrible teams so that I could be like a snotling and have a great time. Like, that would be really fun. Like, I'm more interested in that than being a dark elf. Ugh. Wait, aren't Snotlings broken, though? Or something?
They're with the halflings. They're playing the game with the halflings.
But aren't the halflings, isn't there some sort of like broken mechanic about them? Or they're like super strong by being super terrible?
No.
I think that's what Mike said.
It's more that he's not here. People don't play against them, so they don't necessarily know how to stomp them, perhaps. I think from my vague memory of that that show with Mike last, he was kind of saying people don't play them often because they're so shite, so then when people do see them, they don't really know what they're doing to play against them. Rather than it being actually them being good, it's more there's ways that you could just speed up the game, perhaps.
Okay. Again, I think it's a really great game and everyone falls in love with it. Like, I know Ziggy. Ziggy's just been MIA for, like, 2 months because he just fell into Blood Bowl. He's at, like, 18 leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's why I didn't
I've done that, too. I did that for a while as well. I've taken, a 4-month hiatus from it.
From Blood Bowl?
But it is super fun. Yeah. Yeah. Because I was in, like, 4 leagues. It was like every time I come home, my wife's like, "What are you doing? I got a game. I got a match. I gotta go."
This is important.
is one of the things that you loved about it the fact that you could upgrade your dudes after the event? Like, did you like the kind of like campaign mechanic of it?
I do love campaign style in games and upgrading my characters, but no, it's a physical sport playing with the fantasy races. It's great.
Okay,
as a person who appreciates sports.
Yeah. Blood Bowl 2 is already out. Is Blood Bowl 3 coming out soon? 3 years.
Yeah, they've announced. They've done videos from it too.
What, for Blood Bowl 3?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, isn't Blood Bowl 2 on just...
video.
So Blood Bowl 2, the tabletop game, the computer game of that, Blood Bowl 3, I think it's kind of fair to say, is basically in the pipeline. I think they announced it just as the tabletop update came out.
Yeah, it's got... the ones from Blood Bowl, the factions from Blood Bowl, basically.
You call it like Blood Bowl Online or something, like BBO or something, just so otherwise. I really thought the tabletop version was coming out then. I was like, but to be fair.
I really like the Empire faction. That's pretty sweet.
Okay.
There you go. From the new Blood Bowl 3.
Who do you play as, John? And everyone, who do you play as with your Blood Bowl team? I bought a dwarf set and then I've never played it. So
I was playing orcs, and I have played orcs since 94, but I finally was going to start doing a league locally before lockdown, and I bought wood elves, so we'll see if I can be asked to paint all that.
Veloton, thanks for donating 300 bits to the show. Appreciate that loads. Merry Christmas.
Lizman are great. Chaos Warriors are great.
Well,
it's my style, because I just beat you up, and occasionally run a bullet.
Yeah, that's how I play the orcs. I've got blitzers and... Black Hawk blockers, and that's it. I'm literally just throw the hard stuff at people and see what sticks.
I know there's a Chaos Dwarf team. That's all I really care about.
Yeah. Dwarfs are bonkers good.
Well, so, talking about sports and coaching. Great segue, Rob. High five.
Are you about to launch your own coaching service?
No. I was
I'm in. Write me a list.
I only write illegal lists. I was actually going to ask a question because Dayton brought it up earlier. Like, what does the Twitch chat think, and everyone else think of coaching services in 40K or Age of Sigmar or any of those things? Has anyone used them? And if so, what was your experiences? And would you ever use them? Dayton, have you got any thoughts on any of this?
No, I would never use them. But I don't look down on people that do. If you want to take your game to that level and you feel like you need that extra motivation and outside influence, then give her. People spend their money. I don't care. I mean,
yeah, like going outside for a run is free, but people still hire personal trainers, right?
Right. I work with a ton of people who have no idea what the hell this hobby's all about. And when I start explaining to them, they look at me like I'm weird because it's a lot of money and they don't understand it. So why judge?
That's fair. No, yeah, I don't think there's no judgment in the question. It was more.
How fucking dare you, Rob?
Dare I ask this question? I was just more wondering what everyone thought about it, or if anyone even gave a fuck about it. Wargaming Dad says, Tom Whitbrook says, no, none of them says. Wargaming Dad says, no, I not use them, and no, I would not. But if you do, I hope it is worth it. Are you drunk, or can I not read that well? Does that make sense?
No, I not use them, and no, I would not. But if you do, I hope it is worth it.
Well, give me dad. Merry Christmas to you.
Is he all right?
He's had a couple of tequilas.
Is he into my homemade Baileys?
Lou Diamond says, personally, I like doing the research to improve my game. I'd rather not outsource it. It's a good point. Midvelm, some 40k content creators shill their coaching services way too much. Maybe they do, but like, you know, it's their living.
If they're hucking it, they're gonna huck it, right? If that's what they're all about,
that's
their whole job. It's no different than me friggin' doing podcast posts or Rob bringing on guests to make his show popular.
That's what I do. That's what you do here, to make the show
but
popular.
But I do recommend getting part of a gaming group. Get onto a team, because that will definitely improve your game.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think having a very strong community is really valuable as well. If you look at like what Owen has done with the Hammer Time community, there's a bunch of, like, I would argue, very competent and well-researched lists being thrown around on Tabletop Simulator, played by Owen and everyone else in that community, and they're having really good and healthy conversations about like where the game is at right now, like trying out weird and janky lists, you know.
Joe's gonna show me how to use TTS.
I've been
on the fence for so long. I have it, like TTS, and with everything still not, even with the vaccine, we're still gonna be isolated. I got him to. He's gonna teach me how to play.
Okay, all right. And if he doesn't, I will. Like, we'll do it over Christmas or something. I'll do that. Like, it's super fun. Super fun. And you can play some games with your
friends.
But
you won't respond to my emails.
No. That's actually a sacrifice I'd like to bring up, guys, as well. Like, now Rob's replying to everyone's messages equally. I don't get instant replies from him anymore.
There you go.
This is the cost.
The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. That's all I can say.
He pays you. He can do whatever he wants to you, John.
Velotron, you're really like Dayton Show. It's called Party at the All Points.
What?
Yeah, it's a great little show. It's great. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean little. That's not fair.
The condescending.
I wasn't meant to be condescending. Just not as many shows. You haven't done as many shows. There's like 20
no,
in the back.
Just 22? Yeah, 21. 21. We just finished the first season. Velotron.
There you go.
Party at the All Points, your Age of Sigmar and hobby-related, was supposed to be tournament-based coverage, but that fell to the wayside real quick. And we scrambled to find something.
Yeah, that last episode that had loads of tournament coverage in it, the 45-minute rant about ITC points between two people was excellent. I loved it.
My favorite part is when I tried to steer Joe away from the conversation. And I was like, what's your favorite moment of 20? What do you look forward to in 2021? He's like, I look forward to continuing this conversation with Alex.
Let me have my say.
Oh, I love the Rage of Sigmar guys. They're just amazing.
They are great. the latest one is great, even if there's a weird English guy talking about kidnapping a child. Again, I didn't kidnap the child. Okay? Important point.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, yeah. That vexed a few people for sure. But then Joseph talks about jerking off a dog, so I mean
it all balances out.
Yes, podcasts should have seasons.
Why should they have seasons?
Because it's a new season.
Explain to me
every
the
year
mechanic.
So you can break it up, right? And then that way, once you have chapters, it's easier to go back and see where your content was at and where the group was at and see the things evolve.
Is there a down season?
If you don't have those town, if you don't have those timestamps, then it's harder to see things, I guess.
Is there like a downtime for R&D?
More just it's the holidays. You can't expect people to do
it. It really sounds like Christmas is coming up and there's just a reason to say something.
Right.
Okay, sure.
When I get to change my, I'm going to change my intro. Sorry, Val. Hopefully. And I asked Joseph and Jacob to do our intro. So I'm waiting for that to come.
Has anyone got a good source of A1 AOS map for Escalation Campaign? Either decent file download or even better one. I can just buy AOS. Tim, so sorry, bud. I definitely don't have access to anything like that. Maybe John does, but I don't know if anyone for A1 AOS map for an Escalation Campaign. That would be super cool. I'm not sure. I'll ask around some of the people.
My suggestion, if you can't find one, speak to a designer or an artist local to you, and they'll be more than happy to help.
Okay. Bad Dragon's got a Christmas sale on right now.
I don't know what Bad Dragon is.
What?
Oh, is Bad Dragon the dildos? Jesus Christ.
It's a lot of things.
I'm not going on there.
What? It's fascinating stuff. Pretty sure I'm going to ask for a sponsorship for a show about dildos.
No one want to have the conversation about coating chin services? Hey-o.
I didn't even give my say on it. I didn't even say my thing on it. I was like,
go on, John. What do you think about
it? It's like having a golf coach when you're just playing casually. It just feels unnecessary. But
are people playing
own?
Casually, though? Like, that's the point. Aren't these people not playing casually? Like, golf is you swing a bat, right? It's not even called a bat, but I get it. Like, and I get that golf, you can be really good at golf, but you can be really good at any sport. Like if you went to be, like, if you wanted to learn guitar, you don't normally just pick up a guitar. You normally do go to a guitar teacher.
Yeah. Well, or you teach yourself, like we do with the ball gaming.
We oftentimes do, but, like, maybe it would be, like better to learn from an actual, like, tutor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't feel there's necessarily that proof of skill. Like, winning a couple of events doesn't necessarily say to me, you're going to be the person to teach me. Because my consideration isn't necessarily the skill and the understanding of the game, but it's their competency as a teacher.
Right.
Because they maybe not had training in that situation. And that structure and that consistency, I think, would be missing personally. That was my one consideration I had with it, at least.
So. All right, okay. So let's extrapolate this out, because I think it's quite fun, right? What about not wargaming. So esports stars make shit tons of cash, right?
They do.
Right? And, yeah, they're just throwing bank out all day. But their mums and dads are like, oh, my God, I've got a right weirdo. He never leaves his room and it smells of pee. Yeah, like, that's what their moms and dads might be like.
I feel attacked right now.
My favorite thing, I'm going to derail this for a second, is my favorite thing is watching them come out into live events and do, like, some sort of intro where they, like, dab or something. It's just like, oh, and these poor socially inept people.
I can't wait for that in T-Sports. I mean, the first T-Sports event we had fellas in bow ties, but then with baseball caps. It was a strange time.
It's like TGI Fridays. Oh, hang on. My front door's knocking. This doesn't ever happen. Sorry, guys. Hold the show, Dayton.
Oh, Gary, Dayton, we just need you to get a delivery, and then we've done it.
I don't get deliveries so on Sundays.
Like kids with arms the size of my wrist trying to look tough. Omega lol. Yeah, that's my point. However, if you were being smart, like, people get coaches or tutors for their kids to learn piano and, like, all that other stuff when they're young, like the classics, if you will. Like, they also get them for, like, sports. Like, you want your kid to be a football star or whatever it might be, any of those things. So you get yourself a coach.
They have camps.
Yeah, yeah. But all that. Yeah, they have fucking camps. God, yeah, all of those things. So do we not think that there's a stage where there's going to be, like, esports coaches / kind of, like, camps? And therefore, do we not think, arguably, for, like, Warhammer camp / coaches?
Well, here's the thing. Esports is already touched into college level. Like, colleges have school, like esports teams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go, right then and there. As soon as you start getting paid for it, there's going to be services for it.
Okay.
So there'll be people there to exploit your efforts. Yay, yeah. College.
Yeah. Yeah, but not. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we can talk about that all day, but that's not my.
It's slavery.
It's goddamn slavery.
have you seen that South Park? Please tell me you've seen that South Park.
Of course I've seen that South Park. I've seen every one of them. Like, they're the best.
So good.
Modern day Walt Whitman's. I don't know. I just think it's an interesting conversation, because obviously, as we see the professionalization and also kind of the integration of esports into modern culture, and it's not just whatever. You know, like, I think you end up with, as you said, you end up with college teams. And I do wonder, like, where Warhammer fits into that, like, pantheon. It's had a sensational growth. Like, not just a little bit, right? Like, do they have magic teams?
Warhammer's a part of my life now. Huh? It's insane. Have you ever thought about how much your life is all revolved around Warhammer? It's disturbing.
cripplingly weird, and it annoys my wife.
And like, how is no one else into it? Like, I can't have these conversations with people I interact with. Like, what do you mean? It's the biggest thing ever. But it's not.
I don't think it is the biggest thing ever, but it's growing. Like, yeah. there's a significant push towards. And, like, other than esports, like, I would say the other nerd thing that ever happened was Magic. You know, and Magic was popular enough that it would happen inside. Like, we have Waterstones. I don't know if you have that. It's like, maybe, is yours Barnes & Noble? It's like a bookstore, basically. Like, it's a book franchise.
Okay.
Like,
the store. Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, that's what you guys have, I think. So we have that. And then you end up with, like, they have, like, Friday nights where, like, you know, like, they open the store up and people play Magic. And we have, like, loads of board game cafes here now in England as well. There are three in our city now, like, board game cafes. So I think it's interesting, like, where that might go. The reason I bring it up, if everyone really wants to fucking hear it, is there's a local technology college which reached out to me because obviously I'm based in Nottingham and they wanted to ask me about like what professional wargaming was like and what might be like in the future. Genuinely, they reached out to me and I was like, so like they want me to go in and do a chat about it, and I just wondered what you guys thought. And if none of them wants to talk about it and instead you want to click on the dragon dicks that Dayton's put in the chat.
They're not dragon dicks. That one was not specifically a dragon dick. It was a tentacle dick.
Oh, that's all right then. I'm in.
Yeah.
You had me a tentacle.
Wait, so Tom in the chat says, when can I book you in a hostel to fill with youths for a week? Seriously, a week-long 40K boot camp. I don't think by B banging, I don't think he was suggesting banging the youths. I think
they have isn't there that big camp? Like you go up to like this cottage. It's all like chef-prepared meals and everything like that. And you play like board games and... I think it's like in Atlanta or something, I want to say. It's this huge event, and it's like a wait list to get onto it. Yeah. And then there's Warhammer Cruise as well.
A Warhammer Cruise?
There's a Warhammer Cruise. Pardon me? I love doing that live. Reese and like there's lots of guys I know that have been on it. I mean, cruises right now scare the hell out of me because, God, the con cred has got nothing on cruise ship crud.
Yeah,
but the funny thing about that is it's not the whole ship.
Right.
Like, there's no way you'd have enough people to have a whole ship. So you got like this gang of like miscreants that are going around with their dollies and getting super wasted.
That's hilarious. I've always thought... couples. big shout out to The Stumbler. Thanks for subscribing. First time in the house. It's nice, yeah? A Warhammer Cruise would be fun. I've always thought like Warhammer events could be really like redesigned. Have you never thought about like a Warhammer but fancy, where you get like food brought to your table, you know, like so you can do it in two ways, right?
The Wet Coast in Vancouver is done in a casino, and I believe you can get drinks to your table while you're playing.
Okay, but like, is it black tie? Is what I'm saying.
No.
Because there's two versions. That game
has to be black tie.
There's two versions: black tie, yeah, cocktails, yeah. Real fancy, or beer jugs, Hooters, not quite as fancy, but still catered. Like, do you know what I mean? There's two options there, but I think either one is a great option. You know, or not Hooters, Booters. I think that's the boy version, by the way.
But would people pay into that, right?
Huh?
Like, I would totally pay into an event where you could get full service at the table.
Not that kind, Rob. Jesus Christ.
Oktoberfest Warhammer. Yes, that's it. That would be really fun. Stop linking these about to block in the chat.
Do we have any mediators in the chat?
Yeah, we do. MJ Pegs is here. He won't block you. He's fine.
Oh, he's been clicking on them all.
At that. Beer wenches with green face paint. I'd be really... John, what do you think?
I think I'd be up for the kind of the convenience element of it, but I would worry that if there wasn't some sort of
I've been blocked.
Social cues to it, people would just get shit faced and eat dice under the tables. Sorry, I was just banning someone in the chat or timing them out or whatever it is. I have the power.
So what are you saying, John?
I think it'd be okay as long as there's kind of a defined limit of reasonable kind of like drinking, because if people are literally just, right, you pay and you get all included booze or whatever, and then there's people literally just, I'm 6 points in and it's 10 minutes into the game, and then they're paralytic on the floor for game two, I wouldn't want to sign up for that myself.
Yeah, but that's a tournament anyways.
But it's not everyone.
I hate to break it to you. No, that's true. And if you have drinks to your table, people will take it to the responsible level that they want to take it to.
I've been to Bobo.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, John. Like, I'm saying you create that sort of event. Instead of just, like, tailoring to do different... Like, you do black tie cocktails, yeah? Fancy lads, whatever. All their armies are probably commission-painted. They just turn up, get them delivered by, like, a Sherpa, yeah? And then they're just having a great time. Yeah, FYI, volunteer to be the Sherpa.
And then the bottom tables. I've got jugs of beer.
Hashtag free dating.
But then hashtag free dating in the chat. But then there's another event, right, where it's, I don't know, another event where it's beer jugs and everyone's just getting smashed and having a great time. And that's kind of my point, ultimately. I think that, like, the diversification of wargaming needs to occur.
What finger food would you bring to the table where you wouldn't screw things up?
It needs to not be messy. Like,
toothpicks.
Having things like chips that are, like, all greasy is just not helpful.
Yeah, toothpicks. Yeah.
Toothpicks.
Nice sausages.
Or, like, one of them things
fine cheeses.
Not like a pooper scooper, but one of the things that's a clipper. Like a grabber.
Like the dinosaur, like the T-Rex arms? Like the little...
Yeah, yeah.
Little robot arms. I've got one in the shop. I'll have to send you one, Rob.
I used to have one. It's right beside all my Transformers.
It's like, whoop! Yeah. I have this spring roll in my mouth.
I've just cracked a glass bottle. Oh, well.
I wouldn't want to wear a suit, though, to a gaming tournament. It's uncomfortable enough. Yeah, I have to, like, change my shoes out every day for tournaments because my feet get so sore. Because I'm a large man and standing there is painful for my feet for a 12-hour standing.
Okay.
But you know it's not uncomfortable? Well, wearing a thong.
Wearing what?
A thong.
I imagine that's uncomfortable enough, ultimately.
For everyone else, yes. That's how I met Adam Abramowitz.
What, you wore a thong?
Yeah, I was wearing a thong at a tournament, and he was having a Skype call with his family, and his daughter was like, Daddy, why is that man wearing a thong? I was like in the background.
Anyway, yeah, that's... And no one seemed to be bothered about the coaching conversation, so I think we're done with that.
It has a place. That's fine. And if you want to take it to that, if we had a boot camp, it wouldn't be about playing. It would be about your attitude at the table, I think, and having a good time and trying to find the fun in the game and realizing it's a game.
Well, one of the things that always impresses me about Darren, actually, and one of the things that he pushes quite a lot, which... I profess to also try and, like, embody, is that the more confident you are at the tabletop, even if you're losing, or the more happy you try and make yourself at the tabletop, even if you're losing, really generally unnerves your opponent. Like, yeah. And that's one of my play styles. I'm very gregarious when I play. Like, I'm very loud. I'm always on their side. I'm like, fucking, you rolled a great six there. Really well done. You're going to smash me now. And, like, they a bit of a confidence, like, trickster sort of thing. And they end up like overthinking it and getting a bit too serious into it, which I find that quite valuable as a technique and playstyle. But it also helps me out. Like, so when I'm on the tabletop, I'm always like really positive. So I think having a positive attitude is a good thing anyway. But I do feel like I was watching a couple of Art of War streams this week, unfortunately. I was because I wanted to listen to how the different people who play and also stream at the same time talk. So obviously I also listened to the Titans guys and a bunch of other different people. So I've listened to a bunch of people this week and just kind of had it on the background while I was doing jobs. And one of the interesting things is how particular they are about always saying what their intent is other than with tournaments. Like, so they're always like, I'm doing X, I'm doing Y. Are you okay with this? And I think that that's something super valuable. Tom's the same when he's playing, when I play him.
I would say I need to get better at that.
I picked up myself because if you put something down and go, I've measured that, I'm now 7 inches away, are you okay with that? Just in case anything gets nudged or anything, that's a confident thing you can say with your opponent, and then there's no arguing then.
I'd say that Tabletop Titans are a really good illustration of that, when I'm not skipping past their movement phase all the time because they talk too much.
Yes.
Way too much. Like, yeah. I would argue that, like, learning how to do that competently is actually the most valuable skill you can have in the game, because it really helps you. But it's such an, like, such an intense set of skills. And if you guys are like, what the fuck am I talking about? I mean, you move a model, you're like, these guys have moved 5 inches. They're 8 inches away from there. You cool with that? Yeah. And you just constantly...
These guys, I'm intending to be out of sight of that guy. Can you agree with me on this? Do I need to move somewhere else here?
Yeah, all the time. And it's really...
And that way, you don't forget things, too.
Really, really important. Yeah, like, learning stuff by rote is, like, super valuable. And it's one of the things that I've struggled with the TTS stuff, is I tend not to say it as much, because I feel like I'm on a voice call, so I'm, like, having a chat, but I'm just like, oh, these guys are here. They're like, yeah, cool. this is fine. But that's a me thing. I think it's just a different format. Whereas I play on the tabletop, you have a good old time. Unlike the game I played yesterday, played some 40K yesterday, got my ass kicked, which was fun. I played with some Death Watch. Yeah, watch out, everyone. Yeah.
Why are you playing with Death Watch? What is that about?
Why? I enjoyed it. I lost, though, very significantly to Necrons, so you'll be happy about that.
Always.
But I enjoyed my game. It was really, really fun. And we used, it's my first actual proper outing with a WTC map, like full proper outing. And I really loved it. I really thought it changed the game up in a really good way. So that's the terrain setup. So I really liked it. And what I was going to ask you, Dayton, is in any games you have in the future, or is there a North American bent, or have you been keeping track on what terrain maps would be like in North America? Got any thoughts?
They'll be packed up. Like, they'll be, I think they should be to the, like, if you're talking 40K, yeah, they got to be packed. The LVO last year was really good. And if they add a couple more things, they're there. And those are the type of people that would. Like, that was their whole thing. Like, I don't know if anyone's aware about this, but they were trying to be the tournament guys.
Who were?
They were setting up a truck, like FLG.
Oh, yeah.
Like, racing them. They were going to, like, rent out like a service. So if you want to run a tournament but you don't have all the tables and the terrain and stuff, you could rent out their services and they'd come up and set everything up and then take it away.
That's cool.
Like, that was kind of what Reese was planning to do, because they had everything, right? Like, they can do a 2,000 person event and the tables look great
wherever you want to go,
right? Message deleted by moderator. What? This weird. Infringing on my free speech is really...
It wasn't me. I had a paintbrush in my hand.
It's Jay Pegasus, new to the moderator game, but very excited. Tristan.
And I'm tied back up.
Free speech. question, what's the silliest Christmas time story from the bar? Oh, wow. Dayton, you've got some stories from the bar. John, you got any Christmas silly stories that you can think of?
Not really. Not that I'd like to share. Because most of them are embarrassing.
Dayton, I'll give you a minute to think. I've got one. If you guys obviously know, I DJed at clubs and stuff. I once had to bring in we decorated. I love decorating for Christmas. I always decorated our events. Halloween and Christmas was my favorite thing all the time. So one year we went all out and we did a Santa's Grotto inside. But you can't really, like, they don't do Santa's Grottos particularly. So we just went to B&Q and order a shed. Like an actual flat pack shed. And the guy's face when he turned up at the bar, I was like, yeah, I want this inside here. And he was like, well, you'll not get it out once it's built. I was like, yeah, I know how this works. You can know what I've done. And his face, he just wouldn't, like, I almost had to fight him for the delivery. He's like, I'm not bringing it in. I was like, why? He's like, well, how are you going to get it out? I was like, we're not going to get it out. Yeah, it's going to stay there. That's what it's there for. He was like, this is madness. Madness. It's like I was offending him on a personal level. It was really, really funny. Eventually, we got it in the bar, built it, and made a really wicked Santa's Grotto out of it. And then we just smashed it and then threw it away, which is really sad.
Yeah. It's like those old freezers you have in your basement. If you ever want those things out, you have to cut them in half.
Yeah. Have you got any Christmas stories, Dan?
Yeah. I mean, I used to be hired back in my day for this nightclub to be Bad Santa. So that was probably my best Christmas. It was like 3 years in a row. So basically I have Santa bottoms on and a Santa hat, and that's about it. And I sit on a big chair with a bunch of other ladies that are dressed up as my elves. And you come up and get a picture taken with me.
Okay.
Okay. Was I a whore when I was younger? Probably. Yeah,
maybe. Just I mean, when you did someone younger. Pay you? Someone pay yeah. you money? Yeah.
Well, I was paid. It was an event.
That counts.
I used to do lots of stuff like that.
That counts. That
back counts. In the day.
Dating the Canadian gigolo. That's what it is.
Basically. I almost stripped once. I had a boss that wanted to hire me for her bachelor party. And I said, yeah, that's no problem. And then she was the one that actually got out of it. She said, it probably isn't good for your boss to be hiring you for this kind of event. And I said, I had no problem with it, but I could see the negative in it for her, I guess.
I think that is fine. Would you, what does everyone think about the cosplay ladies who do all the Warhammer cosplaying?
It's fantastic.
The Teddy Bojangles.
Oh, what?
Well,
can you send a link? I can't do anything. I get timed out every time. I met my wife at a Hooters for Shooters bar.
Oh, nice. Did everyone pass up on what I thought was in a hilarious joke earlier, where I said the male version of that obviously would be booters, just your booties, like Hooters for the Hooters.
Oh, I see.
I think that
should we wear like a little boot over it too?
Like I was thinking more booty, like back, like booters. That's what you'd call it. But everyone's
yeah, that's probably I guess our best feature because it's not our front. Those things are.
It's not the front. No one wants to see the front. I for one welcome our skilled cosplay artists and overlords. I agree. Moon Tyranny thinks it's great, which I'm really happy about. You tall fuck. I went to the bar that was mobbed. It was raised, and you couldn't really see anyone below the waist. There was this guy who was plastered banging the bar, slouched. My mate flagged the bouncer to kick him out, saying he's fucking legless. The guy was in a wheelchair. He was also plastered. He didn't even hear him. Wow.
Phone parties. Wow. Babies happen at phone parties. Because as soon as you take away your sight of what's happening downstairs, things happen. My one buddy kicked a guy out bouncing, and he came upstairs because there's an upstairs level to it. This was at a great gay club in Vancouver. And he went upstairs and a guy was going down on a girl.
Oh, that's common. That's
like he
common.
Had to come by and top on her shoulder.
Yeah, that's
effort though. Like you can't just sneakily go down on a girl.
What? you haven't tried.
<I guess. laughs>
I'm like a dog when he's
eating
ice
cream.
She
had jam. Like, she had jam in her pants. I'm just trying. to lick the jam out of her pants.
Oh.
Wow.
John, you haven't talked in a while. What's going on?
Yeah, Joe, what's going on with you?
This is me kind of being as awkward as possible, apparently, because
what
this
are you painting, John?
Makes me cringe.
There we go.
I'm painting a white space marine.
Oh my god, you've really fucking made it boring. Like it's gone from the worst to the worst. Well, that is not good at all.
Is that a Dark Angel?
Yeah, you get to, if you play long enough, you actually get good rules for your ship models.
So
that's true.
No excuse.
What bad models have you got?
Dark Angels.
Dark Angels.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, how do you think I, with my Necrons, now I'm repainting things because I haven't looked at that army in like 3 years.
What, because it looked terrible?
Well, no, I just never brought them to the table, so I didn't care what they looked like. They didn't look bad. I just, they weren't up to my standards. But now I'm going to be conflicted because I'm really hyped for Death Guard too.
I'm really hyped for Death Guard. Are you bothered about the weight, or are you not too stressed? Because obviously you can't
that's
anyway.
That's the situation, right? They put themselves... As soon as you go into a pure physically format, we're not going to get anything when things go bad. Mm-hmm. Had this been digital, they could just push the button. But they're dumb.
But they did make a mistake with that this last year, don't forget. It was they accidentally pushed... Something you seem think is really simple, which is just pushing the button on the right date. The Silverneth they'd still just put up at the wrong date, so... Not really sure what's going on in that situation.
But that will never happen again. They're fully in control of their product now. They're not going through Apple.
Yeah, that's right. No one can stress them out anymore. What's everyone in the Twitch chat painting up? Dayton, what's your next hobby project?
After this, Daughters of Cain, probably.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Hagnar?
Probably.
Well,
I'm really tempted to get Barathi, too, so...
What about doing like the old school, really pale skin, purple and black kind of robes?
Oh, you're talking paint scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never paint towards a particular scheme in the book. No, I'm doing mine. They're all black skin beauties.
Oh, nice.
With like teals and reds. I looked up African dresses, and that's how I got my influence for that.
Are you going to do lots of patterned material on the...
Because, I mean, they have... Because once you start tying in snake scales, if you look at snake scales, they should have, like, cool patterns. Because snakes have a lot of patterns in their skin, so...
Oh, so you're going to reflect that in the cloth as well, on the actual, like...
Right, so it should all kind of blend really well. So, there's not a whole lot of cloth on the daughters, to be fair.
No, not much.
They're there's a little tabard, and that's it. And
skin. I always thought that they look really great with the capes, or some capes, which is why I think the Nuckets. Shadowstalkers... Huh?
Nuckets!
No capes! in the chat, just see what everyone else is up to. Dark Sound, I'm working on the rest of my Stormcast and all the Liberators I got for Yeetwing. Nice! I love a Yeetwing. Once I finish with some Marines, there's Scott B. I'm doing some Shadow Stalkers. Like, they're really great models. The Stumbler, I'm putting together the Death Guard stuff from all 8 starter sets, not the Poxwalkers, though. I did exactly the same thing. Like, everyone's been super lovely sending me some 40k stuff or some Death Guard. And then I've like looked at these like 12 sprues of Poxwalkers. I've been like, nah, I'm good. Like, if they're the best thing in the book, just not doing them. Like, fucking don't care. I might do 30 so I can have 3 lots of 10. But
I'm really hoping that Typhus gets changed, so he's not just like their babysitter. Like, that's
better.
His whole thing. Yeah, I want him to be like a self-sufficient, like a true chapter master, not just a Poxwalker babysitter.
Yeah, agreed.
Serves it right for being such a knobhead.
Typhus is awesome.
Typhus is cool, man.
Typhus brings the character to Death Guard. It's not Mortarion. Mortarion is just an emo.
I just hate him.
Why do you hate him?
Because it's all his fault.
Why is it all his fault?
Typhus?
They would have been loyal otherwise.
No.
Totally.
Morty was always triggered because of because he was never able to... He's just got an inferiority complex. That's his, like, flaw, isn't he?
Who doesn't?
Like, yeah. Well, not all of us, John.
It's funny, like, you look at, like, the good Space Marines, the loyal Space Marines, and their chapter masters suck, but if you look at Chaos, like, you got Typhus, you got Ahriman, like, they defined the chapter, not their Primarchs.
I think the Primarchs, if anything, are like a narrative shadow to the they're in the background. Like, it's almost like, yeah, exactly. It's almost better to have like the avatar of evil than ever the actual evil itself. Because once you have the evil itself, like, it's like flawed. Where you have like the lieutenants of evil, like acting, or obviously like the captains. I think you're right, Dayton. They bring like the character to the chapter, and really the Primarch should almost be like indecipherable evil. They just turn up and like just smush, and then you're like, okay, cool.
Well, that was their whole thing. If you read the novels, which you have, is they're just there. They steal the scene, right?
Yeah.
So it's not really a conversation to be had once they're being talked about. But once they leave, then you start focusing on the other characters. They're actually developing things. Like Horus, as soon as he entered the room. And it was great. Horus is fantastic. Until later on. But
Do you think that's one of the issues with the Age of Sigmar narrative, actually? Just having to think about it. Like, obviously you've got like a Lariel. Like, okay. So you got Archeon, right? Yay. Yeah. And then you got like every other dickhead.
Right? Catacross.
Like, no, what I mean is. No,
he's
I don't mean that.
Reformed. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, I don't mean that. I mean, like, you've got Archeon, and then, but you don't have, like, the Chaos Lord and Carcadrack that's, like, your Araman level sort of character.
Yeah, there isn't
like,
there isn't the lieutenants, almost, like, the character that you can only kind of root
for.
Well,
Stormcast finally got their good character with the Broken Realms.
Who?
That you actually want to get involved with. What's his name? He's the one that gets in prison and gets released.
Okay. Yeah. Spoiler.
He's a great character that you actually kind of get into, but unfortunately they don't have him on the tabletop. And it's the same with like Flesh Eater Courts and stuff. Like, give us named characters that we can make a story on, right? Or the story is already there
and not lock them into the same storm host.
Well, so they started to, like, so Sigvald is a good example, where Sigvald is like an avatar of Sinesh, so he's spot on. but like you don't have behind Sigvald, you don't have bigger Sigvald, like, or whatever, you know, like the faction, like with Katacross, he's the end point, but like, so you have like Xantos as an example, but he really is like a nothing thing, so it's really all about Katacross. So it just becomes about these like god level characters, which is they find out. Yeah, yeah, Nagash, like, and then you've got Arcan. So Arcan seems far more relevant, like, sometimes, because, like, he's the lieutenant. I don't know, that's a really interesting piece of, like, story there that I hadn't ever really, like thought about.
But it'd be nice if he had, like, his Varangard, but there was a character within the Varangard or something, right?
Yes.
Something else for us to jump onto.
Yeah, 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 like, it's quite like Curdos Valentin is quite a cool character from the Nighthaunt range, as an example,
yeah.
Because he's just like, again, yeah, you're right. It would be super fun to see some like lieutenant level characters which almost carry their faction, and then
you're reusing kits anyways and giving more to factions. Like Feck, God, give us more.
The leader of the Varangard should be a big deal, one would think, says Lou Diamonds. I agree with that. Like, I think that makes loads. Like, so you got Kairos for Tzeentch, but again, Kairos kind of like defines that faction, I guess, in some ways. But some of them really just don't stand out versus others, I guess. And then you've got Rottigus. Is he really a big deal? So I really liked Horticulate Slimux, the guy on the snail. So yep. They gave him like a purpose story. Just some of the factions, they haven't really given us enough of that, unfortunately. Especially
right,
with the humans.
And it's so easy. Like, GW loves producing that one kit. Right, that one character, they lose their mind on it,
but they
haven't done it enough for Age of Sigmar. Yeah, they pump out so many freaking lieutenants for Primaris,
and they think it's really funny as well. You're like, no, come on, like it's really serious. Like, I want some name.
Yeah,
characters.
The joke was you guys did it on your own. Now that you're aware of it and still doing it, it's no longer a joke. Now you're just pissing us off.
So all these super cool characters are in the books. Oh, yeah, also, Grinaldi points out, so you've also got Brock Grunson, etc. But also released, like, they've released an awesome Christmas model, and they just haven't given him rules. Like, just...
Yeah.
They spent so much time making a friggin' cartoon on him that they haven't made a data sheet for him. No, those guys are on holiday break right now. That's why we're not going to get a winter FAQ. Not in December, at least.
Ever. We need an Age of Myth book series, says Nathan OnlyFans, like the Horus Heresy. I think that would be fun. I think you would start that though at the beginning of the Age of Sigmar, as opposed to an Age of Myth, because the Stormcast weren't around before then. Or maybe you could do an Age of Myth, and then eventually all these characters. I would like to see the fall of the world before the Age of Chaos. If you guys keep up with the Age of Sigmar narrative, there was. Sigmar lands like a baby,
and that's where all the gods were getting along.
Yeah, all the gods. He finds all the other gods. He like discovers them, or finds them, or fights them, or whatever. It makes a council. Yeah, they all make the world awesome. There's loads of grand cities, like big, like it's a golden age basically. And then everyone falls out, chaos invades, and it gets destroyed. I would love that part. You know, from like I would like the beginning of the council fracturing to the invasion of chaos to the like the sundering. Because the story
is... The recycling of Horus Heresy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's the Horus Heresy is a good book. I just want that, but...
Amazing.
Do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm in. Like, I'm super into that. Because you would have characters who could, like, fall eventually. Because the end of that story is that they lose. Like, unlike with the Horus Heresy where... I mean, they lose-ish because the Emperor dies. But, you know, like, everything kind of carries on. In this, it's like every city falls. So you have these like, like marked characters who you fall in love with, who you're like, oh, these are definitely going to die. Like everyone basically definitely dies.
So basically you're saying Age of Sigmar, but do Rogue One.
No, I would never say to do Rogue One because it's a...
See, now I'm thinking about all the awesome lieutenants.
Huh?
Karn, Lucius.
Oh, Karn the Betrayer is so much fun to paint as well.
Lucius the Eternal.
Great Lieutenant. Ragnar.
Yeah.
Blackmane. No, no one likes him. Just me.
No, I just...
Arjak
like Rockfist.
Great model.
Yeah. I just think a lot of the Space Marine ones, especially the Loyalist ones, they made these characters, and then that's it. There's some books that kind of touch on them, but they are they're never really fleshed out. And that's the problem with Khalgar. That's why the comic book's actually been interesting for me, because it's showing a side of a character that I really didn't care for, because why would you? It's a blank slate, and it's just a captain, basically.
Yeah, the only one I like, is what's his name, Padre, or whatever, for the Crimson Fist.
Oh, Cantor.
Cantor, yeah.
Cantor.
Padre Cantor, or whatever his name is.
Someone's saying do End Times, but Age of Sigmar, but that's what it would be. That's what it would be, and it would be fun, because it's fun reading about the Dropsite Massacre, because you already know it's bad news for everyone, but you want to see those clashes in some ways. I don't know. I think
you want to see those leaders. Yes. I think that's the biggest thing we're going to take away from this. We want leaders in Age of Sigmar.
We do.
Like, think of how many leaders you could have in the Skaven.
Well, at least one for each
or the Gits, right?
Oh yeah, you've got Scraggy, and then everyone else is like, "Am I a joke to you? What's going on?" I mean, you could write an entire battle tome about one Trogoth hag that's named, and we would all invest in that and be into that story forever and ever.
When's that coming out? Because I need that now, immediately, yeah. Right now.
Just be great. and they just don't do that.
My swampy bitches.
Huh?
Mm. So I love my swampy bitches.
Me too. Me too, baby. Oh, shit. Look at the time. Okay. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
Always.
Thank you so, so much, everyone.
It's been all right.
Dayton's
I have to go off. Feel better now.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck.
You need some vitamin D in your life.
I've been looking at it. I've been sending links, but I keep getting banned.
Outrageous. It's an outrageous feeling. You guys are brilliant. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got a great show planned this week. We've got Owen and me are going to be talking about the event results from the weekend. We're doing our naughty and nice list on the Age of Sigmar on Monday.
Loving the Owen shows, by the way.
Huh?
Just
loving the Owen. That's me. And then Tuesday, obviously, got the 40K Jason show. Wednesday, Thursday. I'll be live for most of the day Thursday because it's Christmas Eve. And then we will be doing the Thursday show later on. And then I'll be live for all of Christmas Day. And I think I might do all of Boxing Day as well. But definitely all of Christmas Eve, all of Christmas Day. It's going to be live all day. So if you're bored and you want to hang out, it's just going to be hanging out, painting, chatting.
Yeah, I'll come join you for when I can.
Yeah, I expect a whole bunch of people who's going to call in for 5 minutes, hang out. It's going to be great fun. It's going to be
as soon as James
chill.
Comes on, I will be there.
Let's get you and James together.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
Yeah, Superfly, Jimmy Snuka, I will promise. Scott B, big love. Sorry again. Loads of love. Ziggy, Austin J, thanks. Dayton, thanks for being on the show. Merry Christmas to you. Yay. John, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
hey, John.
To you too.
John.
What? Yeah.
I fucking hate you.